Hey, welcome to the Poser Podcast. We have a magic dog.
An illusionist.
Yeah. Apparently our dog, my dog has been hiding under the bed this whole time. I didn't even know. Yeah.
Hi, welcome to the Poser Podcast.
Oh.
See how many openings we can cram into the first 5 minutes.
See how many times we can open the podcast. Hey, welcome to the Poser Podcast, everybody.
Hershey's Special Dark.
That's not...
Mildly sweet chocolate.
I don't like that.
Really?
I'm not a dark chocolate fan.
I love it.
Don't ever do that again.
I think I got chocolate on the microphone.
Oh, good. That's what we want to do. I just washed them. Thanks, bro.
Febreze and chocolate.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, Ben.
Hi, welcome to the podcast.
Oh. Hey,
what
Ben.
What were you going to say? Hey.
Let's talk about for a second. Let's talk about something for a second.
Let's do it.
We were just talking about the podcast market in our region.
Yep.
Being Memphis.
We were.
And how we don't feel like it's very strong.
Yeah.
Not strong at all. You know?
Mostly because when you open your door and walk out and look around.
Yeah.
You don't see any podcasters.
Not a one.
That's how I know there aren't many podcasters in the Memphis area. Now, if I opened the door, walked out and looked around and there was like a couple of dudes down the street. The microphones.
Just a walking around?
Yeah, maybe a guy and a girl down the other direction.
Couple of microphones.
Some microphones and a laptop. I'd be like, hey.
We got some podcasters here.
This is a podcast town.
Ben, I don't think people do that anywhere.
Really?
Yeah. I hate to break it to you. Mm. Is that, I don't know if that's what you thought, like.
I've had the wrong definition of podcast town for quite a while.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But it's not, you know, there's not a whole lot of.
Yeah.
Other than ours, I don't know of any. I mean, I know I'm wrong. I'm sure there are some.
Yeah.
But especially here in Midtown, because this is where all the hipsters live.
Yeah. Probably some like U of M students and stuff too.
Yeah. So, I mean, there's got to be some.
So maybe that's what we should do. Maybe we should like contact the college.
Yeah, that wouldn't be bad.
Yeah, see if there's any podcasters.
Yeah.
Took me entirely too long to think of that word.
Yeah, you just said it like 7 times a minute ago.
Mm-hmm.
Also, if you know, to you, the listeners, that we're still not convinced we have, that's not true. We do know we have at least like 4. If you know of other Memphis-based podcasts, let us know. Because
yeah,
we want to be friends with those people.
Or send us any kind of feedback. At all.
At all. Like we ask for every single episode. Gosh.
Seriously, people. Come on. It's the 21st century. It's 2013.
2013.
Pick up the daggum phone.
Come on now.
And email us.
Come on now. Who are you?
Even if you just say, who do you think you are?
Mess with that.
Just say hi.
Yeah.
That's all I care about. 2 letters.
Two.
2 daggum letters.
2 of them. How many?
Why?
That was 2.
Hi. Just send it to us. Poser Podcast.
Did you say
H-Y? I did. I was trying to be
funny.
That's
not it.
It didn't work.
That's a whole different thing.
2 letters.
2 of them.
Say hi. I listen.
Hi.
# I listen.
Mm-hmm.
Just do it. Just
wait,
something.
Hold on.
Just if you're driving.
Hold on. Did you say tweet us hi # I listen?
Like email us.
Do you
hi.
Know how pretentious it looks when your # is longer than your tweet?
It doesn't. It's not pretentious. It's quite common. Maybe it's
pretentiousness
common,
or long
it's, maybe
hashtags.
It's common pretentiousness, but it is common that the # now I agree with you. I don't like long sentence.
Unless it's ironic hashtag, or funny. Like,
yeah. Like hashtag.
This was supposed to be long for a reason, so you would have to read the whole thing and it'd be really annoying.
Yeah.
Hashtag that. Please
stop. Or hashtag that. Long hashtags are really annoying. Please stop.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah, that one wasn't as funny.
Because irony is the soul of a hipster.
It is.
Boom. I just made that up. Put that on a pillow.
Wait, did you say irony or ironing? Because those are two completely different things.
Both, actually.
Have you seen hipsters? I don't think they know what an iron is.
But you see, you have to have an iron to get that unironed look. You got to fold your shirt in like certain creases, like every like 3 to 4 inches, and then iron it.
Hey, Ben?
Yeah?
I think you've been doing it wrong.
Maybe. Maybe that's why. Maybe that's why I don't see podcasts. I'm just going to say on the front end, my brain is just fried today, just gone. Just
oh, mine is too.
I'm having a hard time keeping a hold of a thought long enough to complete a sentence.
It's been a long weekend, man.
Yeah. And a long day, a good day.
It's been a good day?
And I thought about a lot of things. That's why my brain is fried.
Yeah. I'm real dumb, Ben. Real dumb. So
stop it.
Okay, now I'm done. Whenever I think about you, are you okay?
Mm-hmm.
Whenever I think about you in just one thing for a real long time, my brain just goes kaput.
Hmm.
Just done. It's like, hey, cut it out. That's not true. I'm just real tired.
Yeah.
Yeah. My weekend was consumed with wedding things, which I didn't mind doing that. I absolutely loved it, mm-hmm. But it was exhausting.
We should get Daniel on the podcast at some point.
They should. I've been saying that. Oh, by the way, to all our listeners who know Daniel Oppenheisen, and to all the ones that don't, I have a friend named Daniel Oppenheisen, and he got married to a one Miss Jessica Bradley, who is now...
Yeah, Jessica!
Mrs. Jessica Oppenheisen.
And Daniel.
Yay.
Yay.
They got married on Saturday.
They got married on Saturday.
They're on their honeymoon.
Honeymoon.
I'm about to punch you right in your throat.
Sorry. I was trying to be emphatic.
It was not...
It's pretentious?
Yeah. No, that's not that... No, it was...
Hashtag, I'm really pretentious when I'm emphatic. Hashtag.
Slash tag.
Ironing is the soul of a hipster. Hashtag.
Oh my gosh.
I'm on fire tonight. I'm fizzling out. Maybe that's what it is.
No, right now you're like two coals that refuse to be put out after the fire's over.
Dude.
Yeah?
Okay, so this was the first time I've done this.
Wait, hold on. Acknowledge my insult.
I acknowledge your insult.
Okay, go.
And I acknowledge your insult. Moving on.
We've only been doing this for 9 minutes.
I know.
We've got so much more to go.
Hi, welcome to the Poser Podcast. So the other day, this is the first time I've ever done this.
Okay.
I've gotten on this really big Naked Juice trip.
Excuse me?
Have you seen those? The Naked Juice brand?
No, don't ever. No. Naked.
No.
Always closed.
They're really, really good. It's no added sugar. Well, I mean, I'm going off the bottle here. You never know because there's always loopholes and stuff. But
so many jokes.
No added. I know.
Just they're going. Just
I know.
Right through.
I know. This is a family.
Yeah, I know. That's why they're
podcast.
Just going right through.
But it's supposedly it's no added sugar.
Mm-hmm. No added anything. It's naked.
Exactly. It's just the fruit, but it's a whole bunch of fruit like mixed together. The only place that I can think that they might like put anything fake in there is in the ingredients. It says natural flavors, like natural flavoring or whatever, like added to the thing. But it's in the midst of real fruit. Like they make sure they say like bananas, mangoes, oranges, mandarins, comma, added natural flavors, comma, which natural flavors means anything, basically.
To get a put natural flavor of urine.
They could.
Yeah.
I don't think they did.
You don't know.
But they could have.
You don't know.
Anyway, point to my story. The other day, it was a long day, mm-hmm. and I was super tired.
Yeah.
So I drank a NOS after I got off work because I was hanging out with my fiancé and some other folks.
Your fancy?
And my fiancé.
Oh, gotcha.
And some other folks, and so I was really tired. And I drank a NOS.
NOS.
On the way to hang out with them, yeah. And then I got to where we were supposed to be hanging out, and I called everybody, and they're like, oh, sorry, we're not there. We're at Walmart getting food. Come to Walmart. I was like, okay. So we went to Walmart. Because
that's what you do in the South.
Yep.
Walmart.
I have an addictive personality, as you know.
Yeah.
Everybody was checking out with all their items, and my hands were empty, and I was like, oh, I'm at Walmart. I can get a naked juice. So I ran to the back of Walmart, because that's where they keep the big ones.
Did you? Did you run?
I ran. I sprinted. And
wait, hold on. Are those the things that look like the little, I don't know, they're like little round things. They're not like it's not like a bottle.
No, that's pomegranate brand.
Oh. Those are cool.
This is the big ones are at the back of Walmart, like across from the beer and stuff.
Beer.
And liquor. And
it's not liquor, it's beer.
Anyway, this story's taking way longer than I thought it would. So I ran back there and didn't have the big mango ones, which are my favorite. Uh-huh. They only had the small ones, but I really wanted a big one, and I was like, okay. I'll just get the blueberry.
Yeah.
So I got the blueberry one.
The blueberry.
Which, as you know, is like uber brain food.
Did you hear me? I said blueberry.
Blueberry.
I said blueberry when you said. Because you said blue.
It's funny because it's got the word boob in it. Okay.
That's not why it's funny. But it is now.
Moving on. So
okay.
So anyway, this is all within probably like an hour and a half. I drank the blueberry.
I love this story so much.
The blue naked juice, like a quart of blue naked juice after a NOS.
Did you vomit?
I was so focused, dude. I was like Sean from Psych. I was like hyper observant. Like I remember everything from that night. It was awesome. I was picking up on everything. I was so quick. It was awesome.
Sounds like we need to pause and go get some naked juice.
And some NOS.
Some naked NOS.
That just sounds weird.
Yeah, it does.
So that's my story. I like feeling hyper observant. I like noticing things about the world around me.
Did you notice that?
I know.
Are you noticing what I'm doing now? This mic won't fit up my nose. Oh, why do people listen to this?
We have yet to have evidence that anyone does.
Oh.
Except for Garrett Robertson.
Yeah,
and Garrett. Matt Mosley.
Woo! Matt.
And
woo.
Carlos.
Woo. Number one fan. Yeah. Woo. He should have his own theme song. Carlos. Yeah. That's it. That's all I got.
Yeah.
Well, now that that's out of the way. Oh. We've only been going.
I got nothing, dude. I should have thought about this more today.
I should have too. I didn't, man. It was just
because we usually don't, and usually we're fine. But
yeah, it's just I'm tired, man.
Yeah,
I'm tired. I'm real tired. Oh, well, we knew at the beginning not all of these were going to be winners.
Yeah.
Yep.
This is the first one in a while that I... I just feel incoherent.
Oh, I have an idea. I got to pause
you,
it, though.
You go with that.
Okay. So, here's my plan. We're going to prank call Josh.
Yeah, let's do it.
And it's going to be awesome.
Everyone remembers Ian's brother, Josh.
Yes, everyone does.
The leprechaun.
We got to pause again. Well, a lot has happened.
Yep.
I know it seems only like seconds to you all, but to us it's been, I don't know.
Quite an experience.
10, 20 minutes.
Yeah, probably about 10, 15 minutes.
Yep. The fire alarm started to go off.
Yeah. It was really high-pitched.
And really loud.
And super annoying.
Yeah, very annoying. So, now we're going to prank call Josh.
And do it. Do except it now.
Except it's not going to be a prank call because he's going to know it's me.
Hello?
Hey.
Hey,
buddy.
Hey.
How are you doing?
I was about to go to sleep. How are you?
You sound kind of sleepy.
You do sound sleepy, you sleepy head.
Yeah.
You're on our podcast right now, by the way.
Welcome to the Poser Podcast.
Yay. Ladies and gentlemen, this is my brother Josh.
Joshua.
Hey.
Hey.
Yeah.
Does that help?
How are you doing?
Sleepy.
What'd you do today?
Sleepyhead.
Not sleep.
This is how desperate we are for content on this episode.
You're it.
Yep.
So go.
Okay. Why did the chicken cross the road?
I don't know, Josh. Why did the chicken cross the road?
I asked you that question.
To get to Canada.
I thought it was a joke.
Nobody goes to Canada, Ben.
Some people do. No, wait, you're right. All the Canadians come over here.
That's right. And steal all our money. Mm-hmm. They don't steal it. They work for it. But still.
Why did the chicken commit suicide?
Well, this sounds like a depressing joke.
This is kind of morbid.
To get to the other side.
Oh, you're such a doofus.
Why did the Canadian Buddhist commit suicide? To come back as a chicken.
I'm not laughing
that one
at
up.
That.
Shut up.
Oh. Hey, Josh.
Hey.
How do you feel about Ben Affleck as Batman? Is that your honest opinion?
What?
Is that your honest opinion?
Can we quote you on that?
Yeah.
Yes, you can quote me on that. I think he needs to go get some insurance.
Wait, what?
Why?
Affleck.
Oh. You doofus. Well, this was riveting.
What do you expect? You call her on, man, I'm going to sleep. Not exactly like oozing with comedy. Ooh,
that's a gross word.
Right now.
That's a gross word.
Oozing?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
I keep saying it.
Oozing.
Stop it.
We've already established that Josh is a gross human being.
Yeah, we have.
What?
He wipes his hand on my face. Then it had foot germs on it.
That's gross. You should be ashamed of yourself.
It's a foot, guys. Get over it.
That's disgusting.
Yeah. You know what it touches? The ground. You know what's on the ground? Feces bacteria.
Feces!
Hey, I have a question.
What? What?
Have you ever touched the ground with your hand?
Not if I can help it.
Yeah.
Okay, have you ever touched your car?
Not if I can help it.
Not everybody's a leprechaun, Josh, okay?
What does that have to do with touching a car?
Some of us don't have to touch the ground. On a regular basis.
I don't know what that means.
Because he's short.
Hey, Josh, you're short.
Hey, you just dropped Josh.
Oh, no. Don't worry, I got you.
For the record, you're only 2 inches taller than me, buddy.
Yeah, but those
are important 2 inches.
Yeah.
Two important inches.
All right. Well, next time I'm around you, I'm just going to push you over, and then your hands will have to touch the ground.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got it. Okay. All right.
That wasn't a joke. I was serious.
Well, that's good.
Somebody told me, so the next time I see you, I'm going to be super prepared.
Yeah, you doofus.
What's different than the usual, then?
That's true.
Yeah.
You're always, like, freaking out every time I'm around, because I'm like, hey, Ben, guess what?
You're a jerk, man. No!
I hit him.
Not only have you classically conditioned me yourself, but you've classically conditioned everyone else to aid in your conditioning of me.
Hey, Ben, guess what?
I am...
Stop it! He flinched!
It's not funny, you guys.
You know I classically conditioned my brother-in-law to do the same thing?
Really?
Yeah, whenever I walk up to him, I go, hey, Luke, guess what? And he flinches.
That's awesome.
It's awesome.
It's funny when it's inflicted upon younger humans.
Classical conditioning is fun.
What?
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 What? What? What? What?
What? Wait, what were you saying?
What?
Hey.
That wasn't what you were saying.
Mm-mm. Those weren't even words.
Hey.
No, but seriously, what do you think of Ben Affleck as Batman?
Yeah.
Well, you see, I think that Ben Affleck is an actor. And he will act in the Batman and in the Superman movie. And when he does...
I'm going to punch you right in the throat.
Hold on, I wasn't finished. Okay, when Batman,
okay,
when Affleck, the Goose, and the whatever his name is, whenever he...
Can we take the question back?
Can we unask the question?
No.
So there's no getting out of this?
No.
All right, awesome.
Okay, so basically here's the deal.
I can't wait.
If you kidnap watermelon,
no.
Don't feed it to an alien. Ian.
Can
I
quote you on
that? I don't know what you're saying to me.
I think I'll do okay.
Okay, thanks, Josh.
Thanks for that.
It was lovely talking to you.
You're welcome. Anytime.
Good night, sir.
Good night, buddy.
Don't stare at the potato.
Good night. Don't stare at the potato.
Don't do it. Well, that was riveting.
That was an awful decision. Why do we do that?
I don't know. I don't know.
Let's call Becca. We should just label this podcast, "Don't Listen to This One."
Yeah.
Hello?
Hey.
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 Welcome to the Poser Podcast.
What?
You're on our podcast.
What?
Surprise.
Yeah. Yay.
Don't you feel honored?
What?
Don't you feel honored?
I feel very honored. What is going on?
We're recording our podcast.
Why?
Because we like to.
If we don't, we won't have an episode.
We're including you in our be-in time. Don't you feel special?
Yeah.
Oh, I feel so special.
Yeah, because for some reason we didn't learn our lesson last time.
Oh, hey, I wasn't that bad last time. Thank you very much.
We should just call all the people who have been on our podcast.
There you go. Hey, how you doing? Just checking in. How's life?
Yeah, we have absolutely nothing to talk about, so we decided just to call people.
Oh, well, how nice.
Yeah, we just got off the phone with Josh.
We shouldn't have called him.
I'm sure that was very entertaining.
It was talk of aliens and geese and watermelons.
There was and then... Then Ben Affleck. So
we're watching The Croods. It's a funny movie.
The Croods?
Yeah, have you seen it?
No, I've not.
Who are you watching it with?
The Sagers and Ben Malasa and his girlfriend Chelsea.
Hi, Sagers and Ben Malasa and girlfriend Chelsea.
All those people.
All the people in all the world. No, it's like a caveman dealio. It's kind of along the same lines as How to Train Your Dragon type animation and kind of some of that humor.
So. Oh. Oh, yeah, that's that movie with that has Miley Cyrus does a voice in that movie.
What?
Miley Cyrus does a voice in that movie?
Nope. Emma Stone does.
Like
and
I said.
And Nicolas
Cage. Emma Stone.
Yeah.
But then halfway through, Miley Cyrus comes in like a wrecking ball, right?
You didn't... Anyways. What was I going to say?
I don't know.
Your terrible joke messed me up.
I'm sorry. Hey, put your eye on.
So, did y'all not have a subject or anything this time?
You're our subject or anything this time.
Oh, that's a good subject. I mean.
All right. Well, that's all the time we have.
Bye. Don't stare at the potato.
Oh, funny.
Am I hanging up now?
I don't know. Put Eli on.
Yeah, put Eli on.
What?
Is Eli there?
Is Eli
there? Put Eli on.
Yeah.
Okay. Hang on a second.
You should tell him before you give it to him that he's gonna be on the podcast.
Okay, bye podcast people. I love Frankie and Ben.
Oh, you.
Here's
the shucks.
You're on the podcast, so be careful.
Hey.
Hey, it's Eli.
Yushka.
Hey, what is going on?
Hey, buddy.
Welcome to the Poser Podcast.
Hey, dang. This is exciting.
Yeah.
This is our friend Eli.
Eli, Sammy's brother.
Yes, Sammy's brother.
Yes.
Eli plays bass for me a lot. And it's fun.
Yeah, and I've missed doing that because I haven't been invited back for a while.
I was going to say anything, but...
So how you been, buddy? I miss your face.
Yeah.
I missed you guys' face. Wait, who all is this?
It's just Ian and Ben.
Hey, that's the guys I've been missing, their faces.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This guy's face right here. I'm pointing at it.
Oh, yeah.
Hey. Well, we didn't really have a topic, so we've just been calling people.
Yeah.
Just to see what happens.
Yeah.
Pretty much. A surprise guest on the Poser Podcast.
Yes. So far we've called Josh, and we called Becca, and now we're talking to you.
That's fun. That's fun.
Yeah. So, how you doing?
Good. Watching this crude movie. Well, I mean, it's called crude, not just a crude movie.
What are you guys watching? Jeez.
Oh,
Preacher's Kids.
Pretty funny.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, we'll let you get back to the movie, I guess.
Yeah.
You obviously have more important things to do.
Ben said that. I didn't say that.
Oh, I'm glad I got to talk to you guys.
I'm glad we got to talk to you.
I expect a big hug next time I'm down my way.
Yeah. All right. Well, don't stare at the potato.
All right.
See you, buddy.
All right. See you later, dude.
Bye.
Bye.
And that was Eli.
Yeah.
Via Becca's phone.
Oh.
Anybody else got any ideas?
Oh, come on now. Oh, yeah.
He's probably asleep, though. He's used up for like 30 hours.
Yeah, you got a point. I'm still calling him, anyways. I don't think he's going to be awake.
Hey, Sudsy.
Hey! You're
sexy.
Awake.
Hey. Yeah, I'm awake.
Yeah, we're recording the podcast right now, so you're on it.
Oh, hey guys.
Ladies and gentlemen, that familiar voice is Ethan Fullove.
Yeah, hey guys, what's up? I'm in my boxers watching football.
Oh, this will be the fourth time I've said this, but we had absolutely nothing to talk about, so we just started calling people.
Well, I'm glad that I was you called.
Yep, we called Josh, and then we called Becca, and then we talked to Eli, and now we're talking to you.
I feel honored.
You should feel honored.
You should. I do.
I'm currently trying to put my little demon dog to sleep.
You haven't killed it yet?
I've been thinking about throwing it in this big pool I got back here, but... See what happens from there, I guess.
What game are you watching?
I'm watching the Atlanta and New York Jets game.
Who's winning?
What?
Who's winning?
The Jets right now, but Julio Jones just made a catch at the 30-yard line, so they're probably about to score.
Yeah, Julio Jones and points and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love how we asked you that, like we actually had some kind of interest.
Get that sports goal.
Yeah.
The ball.
The points and stuff.
Sports stuff.
With the teams and stuff.
Guys tackling the ball, yeah.
Hey, tell your old man story.
My old man story.
Yeah.
Oh, you're talking about the one Zach had?
Oh, yeah. Zach's story.
Yeah. It's not really my story. It's Zach's story. But he got a call to his house. I don't know if I should be telling this story. He should probably be telling this story.
Yeah, he should probably tell it.
Yeah, he tells it better because he was there. I'm just a second party.
Yeah. It's a funny story, though.
Basically, an old man got stuck in his backyard because his motorized scooter broke down. And he was in his backyard for 4 hours screaming help.
That's terrible.
That's so sad.
It's very sad, but also very hysterical.
Yes, it wouldn't be funny if like he had like gotten really
died
hurt from
or
like heat exhaustion or something.
Yeah. Well, I'm pretty sure he's got a pretty nice old man tan now. Because he's out there with no shirt on. So.
Oh man,
he's probably getting it in good at the ladies now. They can show off his tan.
Well,
that's gross on so many levels.
Yeah, it is.
Just as long as he doesn't tell him how he got the tan. He's going to come up with some cool story. Like, yeah, my dog was getting eaten by this alligator, so I went out there and I'm, hey, what is that?
That was my phone. It went off on the table.
Oh. But yeah, he's going to have to come up with like some cool story about how his dog was getting eaten by an alligator. And he wheeled out there quickly to go help it, and then in the process of helping it, he got a flat tire, and that's how he got stuck out in the backyard.
That's terrible. How? Okay. Not to be mean, but how is he going to help the dog if he's in?
He ran the alligator over, dude.
Seriously?
What?
He ran over the alligator?
Yeah, he ran over an alligator. That's going to be his story. It doesn't have to be real. It's got to sound cool.
Okay. Well, I think we're going to close up the podcast. Do you want to close it up with us?
Sure, man.
Okay. You want to start us off?
Oh, okay. Look, losers. Contact us.
Oh. Yeah.
Okay. Send us something.
Right, Ethan?
Yes. Send us stuff, like words and maybe a few commas and stuff.
Yeah, and some Hershey's period. Kisses.
The Hershey's kind, it's very important.
Yeah.
There's a cat.
Yeah. And if you got something cool to say, send it to us. But if you don't, we don't want to hear it.
Yeah.
Actually, no. Yeah. If it's dumb, send it to us anyway. Just send us something.
Yeah, just to let us know that you're out there and you listen and you care.
And if you are out there and you listen and you care and you actually made it this far into this episode, thank you.
You deserve a cookie.
You do deserve a cookie.
Yeah.
Because this is not our best work, Ben.
No.
Not our best work.
No.
You know what, guys?
What?
You guys get an A for effort.
Thanks, Ethan.
Thanks, buddy.
A for effort. It's the thought that counts, you know?
Yeah.
Anyways.
Well.
And I love you guys.
Oh, you.
Love you too.
I know I'm making you blush and stuff.
Yeah.
Shh. No, you're not. Okay, you are.
He's blushing.
I am.
Well, if you want to email us, it's poserpodcast@gmail.com.
We're on pretty much any and every social media website.
Yep.
As the Poser Podcast. So
yeah. So Instagram, Twitter, and Vine, at Poser Podcast.
Mm-hmm. Facebook.com/PoserPodcast.
Yep. Yep.
YouTube.com/PoserPodcast.
Yep.
Yeah.
Contact us, people. Just send us something. Just a word.
Yeah.
A clean word.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And
like you're looking at it like I'm crazy.
And I have a phone number, which is 901-290-2212. Call us with your feedback, please. Just to say that, hey, that one episode where you started calling people, yeah, don't do that anymore.
Yeah.
So you can even say that. So please, just hit us up, and we'll even read whatever you send us, if it's words. Or we'll play your voicemails on our podcast if you send us one. So,
yeah.
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 So, yeah. Ben?
Do that.
Yep.
Ethan?
Yeah.
Don't stare at the potato.
What?
Don't stare at the potato.
Oh, yeah. I don't like potatoes.
Don't do it.
Don't.
They make good french fries.
But don't stare at them.
Don't stare at them. Goodbye, everyone.